disappointing to not take care of your own business and know what your future was going to be throughout the playoffs?
Yeah, I think right now none of that matters. We gotta get better. We got a lot of work, and we got to get to it.
Is there some concern that the last month or so, and I know there are a lot of reasons for it, but that you're not playing the kind of football you're used to?
No, I mean, you know, I think every year you got to hit the reset button once postseason starts, and I think right now we definitely got to hit the reset button and get ready to go. There's no more tomorrow. There's no more next game. So we got to amp it up and be ready to go.
You've lived through these buys. How important and how useful can this be for you guys?
Oh, the big key. I mean, you work hard to try to get it, and you get it. You got things to work on. You know, like I said, when you got things to work on, there's no tomorrow. You know, you got to have a sense of urgency to go out there and get it done. And I think we got guys aware of it. And, you know, now it's making sure as a team we get it going and you know, use this week to be ready to go.
Is there any comfort that there's enough time in this next week to get corrected what needs to be corrected?
I don't think it matters, confident or not. You know, we got a week to go out there and work hard. Never question this team's fight and ability to go out there and put in the work. So we just got to see where it takes us.
Is there comfort knowing that there's going to be a totally different almost roster come playoff time with more guys, healthy guys coming back?
I don't think that matters. Like I said, just we got work to do and we got to go out there and do it.
Do you believe there's any carryover at all in the playoffs, or is it just a totally new beginning, I guess?
You know, I don't think it matters. You know, you got to go out there and win or go home. So, I mean, if you think you can carry it over one game, you know, I think that's tough. You know, you got a new opponent, different team. You got to go out there and, you know, prepare for that team and go out there and beat them.
Your quarterback took some late hits today and some low hits. As a team that prides itself on professionalism, does that kind of stuff bother you when it happens over the course of a game?
It's tough. You know, I didn't play too well, so I didn't have time to really see and worry about what was going on offense. But Tom's a tough guy, so we know he'll be there and be ready to go.
Do you feel in any way the mindset from this locker room has changed at all in the last month?
I don't know. I really don't look at those things. I think it's, you know, this business is result-oriented. So, you know, if you lose, you got to go out there, work hard, and prepare and try to get a win next week, especially now. You know, if you win, you just try to keep it going and keep working on the things you can improve. But, you know, I think how the locker room is and all, it doesn't really matter. You know, if we're super happy and we're losing, that doesn't help. So we just got to prepare and get ready to go.
How do you feel physically?
I'm out there. I'm just like everybody else. Bumps and bruises, play a whole season, but just got to play better.
Is there any concern, you know, just over the last month? You know, how you
I don't think it matters. You know, got to go out there and play.